Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio and Heart for the Community on Soul Sister Wednesday.
Good morning, everyone. This is Doreen, and I want to welcome you to Heart for the Community this August 8th. And today we have, I think it's going to be an amazing show. I know I say that every week, but I really think for those of you listening live and to the archives, you're going to get a lot from our two guests. We have Adrian and Stephanie Vendetti, who are Huffington Post and Stylist.com writers, and they're also the co-founders of How to Be a Redhead. So welcome, ladies. How are you?
Hi.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, you're welcome. So let's introduce you to our listeners. So, you know, Adrian, do you want to go first? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name's Adrian. I'm co-founder with my sister of How to Be a Redhead. And our mission is that we want to empower every redhead to feel beautiful and natural and really feel confident about being a redhead. This goes for natural or not natural. And I work hand in hand with my sister. I do most of the business side of things, and she does most of the social media. And the great part about our work is that we're able to balance each other out. So where I'm weak, she's strong, and vice versa. So that's basically me and the gist. Stephanie and I really believe in following our dreams. I was originally going to be a lawyer, and then I decided, you know, I really want to do something that I look back on my life and say I made an impact. And I really, and Stephanie and I both believe that we made an impact with How to Be a Redhead.
Great. You know, and I got to look at your website, you know, as I was doing my research. And even though I'm not a redhead, like, I found the information so fascinating. I can't wait to, like, share with our audience a little bit more about How to Be a Redhead. So, Stephanie, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Stephanie, and I'm the co-founder, and I'm the younger sister. It's Adrian and I, and Adrian basically said it in a nutshell about our mission and about how to be a redhead. But I graduated from college last year, and I was going to go and get just a marketing job in New York City, and Adrian was going to go to law school, like she said, and we decided to start this dream and make it a reality and move to New York City. So currently we reside in our offices. We work from home in New York City right now, and I'm in charge of all the social media, and basically I oversee all our interns that we work with, whether they're the graphic designers or they do just little projects here and there. So, but mostly I run all the social media, so I'm the social media marketing. And we both love How to Be a Redhead so much, not only because it's a site dedicated to redheads, something that we wish we had when we were younger, but because it proves that you can, if you believe in yourself and you're motivated, then you can make any of your dreams a reality. And Stephanie and I live by that quote every day, and we really believe that you, if you put your mind to it, you can do it.
Yeah, we firmly believe in that. Positive thinking as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, and especially, you know, when you're striking out on your own, that positive thinking and surrounding yourself with people who have like minds, who are really supportive of that vision and that dream that you have is so important. So, yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit about How to Be a Redhead.
How to Be a Redhead started, Stephanie and I were just, we were counting the months today because we can't believe we've come so far in 19
yeah,
months.
Yeah, we really have.
But we basically, it started because Stephanie and I were natural redheads, and I'm Adrian, but I have natural red hair, and so does Stephanie now, but when she was younger, she dyed her hair blonde, and so she finally got to the point where she was embracing her red hair, and we decided to start How to Be a Redhead, and it's for natural and not natural redheads. We say that red hair is more than a color, it's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So what How to Be a Redhead is, it's really a lifestyle website for redheads that focuses on beauty, fashion, healthy living, and we're going to be having so many more features on the site within the next couple months. And we have to pay a lot of respect to our team. We have a really great IT team, and we have really great interns who also believe the same way we believe. I know Stephanie has some things to add.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm like Ethan said, our mission basically is we're empowering every redhead to feel confident, to look amazing, and to rock their natural beauty, whether they're a natural redhead or bottom, or they chose to be red. And we just believe that red hair is more than a color, it's a lifestyle, and that's sort of how we started How to Be a Redhead, because we believe that having red hair isn't just a color, it's more than that, it's your personality, it's who you are. So that's one of the reasons, that's one of the, our main foundation on how we started How to Be a Redhead.
So
yeah.
How, you know, because I know that we have quite a few listeners who are in the process of kind of starting or embarking on this journey of doing something other than a 9-to-5 job. And
mm-hmm.
I know that they listen to the show to kind of get tips and strategies from our guests. On, you know, kind of the do's and don'ts or the things that they've learned. So how did you go from the idea and the concept of, you know, how to be a redhead to creating this blog website that now gets 98,000 monthly unique page visits, which is awesome.
Well, I worked, I said I was going to be a lawyer, but I worked a 9-to-5 job for a little over a year. And what I have to say about 9-to-5 jobs is it's great for some people and it's great and it's not great for people like Stephanie and I, because we want to create and we want to do more than that. And I think 9-to-5 jobs are great for people who are creative, because it kind of it makes you motivated to say, okay, I really want to make an impact. I'm not making an impact right now doing my 9-to-5. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do something awesome and that's going to fulfill my life. Because Stephanie and I always say we want to make sure at the end of our lives that we're happy with what we did. You know, we're happy. We want to take risks. You know, we want to look back and say, I'm glad we did that. I don't want to, we used to talk about how to be a redhead all the time, and we finally decided, you know, you have to take those steps to make your dreams come true, or else you're going to look back on things and say, wow, I wish I would have done that. And life is really too short. You know, you have to really live out your dreams. And what I've learned, and Stephanie has learned as well, is when you do the right things in your life, all of a sudden everything else comes together. Like, for instance,
yeah,
like if you're having a bad relationship or your family troubles, once you find your niche and where you're supposed to be in life, everything else happens, you know. And we're strong believers that life isn't supposed to be hard, it's supposed to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really hard concept for Stephanie and I even to think about way before we started How to Be a Redhead, because we used to hear growing up, like, life is hard, and it's really not. It's just all a mindset. And so for people who are or a 9-to-5 and they want to do something different, just take that chance, take that risk, because it's so worth it in the end.
Yeah, and I think what Adrian said about taking a risk is the biggest thing, and mainly going out of what's considered the norm. And people probably think, Adrian, I always say people probably think that we're crazy and they think that we've totally lost it, but that's one of the things that drive us every day to wake up in the morning and finish our tasks and do things and achieve things that we never thought we could have if we had a 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
And in our sense, how we think is a 9-to-5 is safe, and we're just so creative that we want to wake up every morning, whether it's at 6 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock, and really love what we're doing throughout the whole day, and really just and be proud of the something that we started that was nothing 2 years ago, and then now it's increased to become a company. So
yeah,
it's really
people,
just loving exactly what you do.
Yeah,
right.
People have contacted us and say, we cry when we go to your website because it's so empowering. And, you know, that's what's rewarding for Stephanie and I. We were just reading this website, thedailylove.com, and it's all about being positive. And Doreen, I think we were talking about it on Twitter. But
mm-hmm.
One of the comments, they talked about if you know you're on your right track of life. And one of them said, you would do it for free.
Right.
And Stephanie and I would. We love it so much. We just love our readers. We love our audience. We love everything about it that we would do it for free. That's how much it's great to us. So,
I agree because, you know, I used to have, well, it wasn't really a 9-to-5. It was more like, you know, 60 hours a week when I used to run different nonprofits. And, you know, I was a workaholic. I loved my job. I loved what I did. And then I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I realized that, you know, my job didn't really love me back.
Right.
And I started to look at my life differently and prioritize things differently. And you do, you assess, like, what is it that I want to leave behind? Like, what is that legacy that I want to contribute? I would hope that my life made somebody else's life better.
Right.
And
right.
That's sort
mm-hmm.
of, you know,
that's
kind
so
of a
true.
Journey that I started when I created Heart For, because I realized that I had so many passions for so many different causes, but when you work for an organization or a nonprofit, you kind of have to focus on what that cause is. But,
right.
you know, now with Heart For It, you know, there's different struggles that come along with sort of striking it out on your own. But you're completely right. You know, it's so rewarding. I wake up, you know, happier than I've ever felt. And being able to talk to people about what they have a heart for and what they're passionate about, and being able to touch people on a completely different level, I think is far greater than any kind of monetary gift or payment.
It's true. It's true. And getting, like Adrian said, when we get emails saying how the site has really impacted people's lives and really changed it, that's one of our goals. And it was really, it drives us even more to achieve the things that we want to when we know that we're helping others across the globe. So it's just a good feeling.
It is a good feeling because growing up as redheads, we had no outlet. I mean, we would go to department stores with our friends when we were 16 going to prom, and no one knew how to do our makeup or no one knew how to do anything. And that sounds small to people who have never experienced that. But when you're young and you're growing up and you feel like you can't fit in because of something you were naturally born with, it is, you know, it's a hard struggle. And, you know, there's so many different things out there for so many different nationalities, but there was nothing out there for redheads. And so now that we're able to actually do it ourselves, it's awesome because we're able to go back in that mindset when we were 13, 14 years old and say, okay, what did we want back then and what do we want now? And what do people, because we have age regions all over from like 13 to 70. So we have to put our mindsets in all different mindsets, and that's what's awesome about it. It's just what you said. It's very fulfilling, and we feel like we have a purpose in life. And that's why running the site has been easy. You know, like things happen with the site, and we have these big breakthroughs. And, you know, people say to us, did you ever think that this could happen? And we look at each other, and we say, yeah, we do. We knew that this would happen, and we're so proud of it. And, again, like we couldn't do anything without our loyal readers. But it's been a great, great journey so far.
Yeah, you know, and I want to let our listeners know that in 2011, you were named Best Blog by Shape Magazine. So how did that make you feel?
Yeah, that was one of our biggest breakthroughs, especially when we moved to New York City last September is when we got nominated. And then we got recognized by Shape Magazine. So it was just a great feeling because after all of our hard work, we finally were getting recognized by big magazine publications. And after that, things just kind of all fell into place. But it was one of our biggest accomplishments. And
it was such a Sex in the City, Stephanie. Remember when we found out we got nominated? We were walking in the streets of New York, and we found out, and we started jumping up and down. It was like such a thing that you would see on TV. But it's one of those things where that's why we love Manhattan, because we feel like dreams can come true, and everyone's out there striving for their
dreams.
Endless
possibilities,
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more, but we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back with Adrian and Stephanie.
Okay.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Okay, and we're back with the co-founders of How to Be a Redhead, Adrian and Stephanie. So we had just finished talking about How to Be a Redhead being named Best Blog of 2011 and how it was kind of a Sex in the City moment for them, jumping up and down in Manhattan. How did you, like looking back, how did you know where to start with building that audience and driving people to your site?
Well, I think one of the biggest Stephanie, by the way, is social media. I feel like it's gotten extremely powerful in the last 2-3 years. And when we started the site, we only started with less than 50 people in our newsletter, and now we have thousands. And I think it's through word of mouth, it's through social media, it's the outlets such as Facebook page, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, all those outlets that really, I believe that we started with 0 followers and we have thousands now. And I think through that is where we really built up our audience. I also think going to events, being recognized in different publications, magazines, online and in print, and newspapers as well. But I think our audience, it started off with social media, and I give a lot
to that, and as well as, you know, just going.
I think also we have content that no one else has out there. You know, sometimes
right.
like certain magazines will write about redheads here and there, but we focus on redheads every single day and every single post. And we have a really great team of writers, and I think that combined with Stephanie's expertise with social media and our great content, that we were able to really have something that we don't have any competition in that area. We have a niche, and we're targeting it the right way. And I think that people can really relate to Stephanie and I. think that's another reason that we built it up so high, is because Stephanie was a natural redhead, and then she felt insecure about her red hair, so she went blonde, and then she went back, and now she's telling everyone why it's so great to be a redhead. And then I, who've been natural my whole life, can talk with the natural people. So I think people can really talk with us. So with the combination of the writing, Stephanie and I as the faces and co-founders of the company, and Stephanie's social media skills, that we were able to develop it really fast. And it just keeps every day we keep getting more and more followers, more and more breakthroughs.
Yeah, we
and
do.
So I think when you have a good combination, it helps.
And I also think we make the site very personal. We do have a redhead of the week that we change every week. And those are just women all throughout the world that email us, and we always say, if you want to be chosen, send us a picture and a reason why you love being a redhead. And we get so many, and that kind of puts it on a personal level. So it's not just like a company and a site. It's more like a woman can see her face there and be proud to be a redhead because she's redhead of the week. And we also have a section called Red Diaries where women write in to us all the time about their stories being a redhead, and we feature them. And I think that's good because a woman will put a story in, and she'll get hundreds of comments, and it feels
mm-hmm.
good, and it'll make her feel – we try to make the site as personable as well as adding great fashion and beauty content.
Well, you know, and I think that's the key with social media is creating that level of engagement, because – you know, I've seen, like, companies who are like, oh, you know, like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And so you go because you're excited about, oh, you know, I get to connect with my favorite company. But then they never do anything. And so you
yeah.
get kind of bored and you're like, well, okay, you know, so you have me, but you're not doing anything with me. Like, there's no action. You're not driving me to come back. You're not, you know, informing me about new products. So I think that's one of the things that I really liked when I was on your site, was that there was a lot of different things engaging me at different levels. You know, you have like giveaways and contests, which I thought was, you know, really fun too, because that's another level of engagement beyond just, you know, receiving the newsletter. And maybe kind of talk about that. Like, how do you get companies to donate something so that you can give a giveaway?
Well, we have a really strong, we believe, since there's no other competitor out there for the redhead community, and we really have a niche that
mm-hmm.
We approach them, they approach us. It kind of works both ways. But we believe that our brand is just so strong and that companies want to hit a redhead market that they want to promote on our site. And we deem a lot of products redhead friendly, meaning
mm-hmm.
that we test the products that companies send us and we see if they work with our skin type and our hair. And at the end, it's a process that takes a little bit, but at the end, we deem products redhead friendly, and that's products that we give away on the contest and the giveaway. So the great thing about us at How to Be a Redhead is we just don't pick any old product that someone sends us. We really go into depth with it, and we really see at the end if we love it or not, because we want our readers to really love it as well. And I think that's where Adrian and I started off with the site in a positive and great way, is that we really are, I wouldn't use the word picky, but the products that we feature on the site are products that we genuinely love
mm-hmm.
from our
right.
heart. And I think that's a big thing on why companies want to work with us.
And redheads themselves are so different. They have, you know, very sensitive skin. I have such sensitive skin. Stephanie always laughs at me because of how sensitive it is. But and it's great because we're able to be testers for these products. And we're going to be having a new section of the site called Redhead Friendly. And it's going to be talking to companies and our readers about how we deem products redhead friendly. So all the products that have our stamp on it is redhead friendly, and it's safe to buy, and all redheads can go to the supermarket or, you know, department store or wherever you buy your beauty products, and you can say, oh yeah, I saw this on How to Be a Redhead, it's redhead friendly, I can buy it. And so that's what we, our goal is that when redheads walk into a place, they don't feel overwhelmed and they don't feel like, wow, there's nothing out there for us, because there is. You just have to find it, and that's what our job is.
You know, and a couple of times you've mentioned, you know, we have a great team of interns and writers, and I think for some of our listeners who are just starting, you know, they feel like they have to do everything on their own. So can you maybe talk about that process that you went through from finding those people to help you build the site? You know, how did you find your interns? How did you find your writers?
I remember we started the site on, I think it was a Tuesday we started the site. This was in January 2011. And within 2 days, we had a tweet from Jill Zarin from Housewives saying, oh, finally a website for redheads. And then we got our first writer who said, we would like to start writing for you. And originally, Stephanie and I were just going to kind of like start a blog. It really wasn't going to be that serious. We still had a 9-to-5 job. And then we started talking, and then we started having a lot of writers, people who actually want to write about being a redhead, and they were so excited about it. So, you know, Stephanie and I, then we sat down and we said, you know, this is bigger than we thought it was going to be. Let's game plan. You know, we went to business school. We know what to do. So we came up with a business plan. We had a strong structure. I'm in charge of the editorial calendar and our writers. And so we were able to really have a strong structure as to far as like every single day managing that content. And every day it grows and grows, and we have more and more people on our team. So I think because, again, our website was so unique that people wanted to be a part of it, and we were lucky that we had such an outreach when we first started, because if it wasn't for that initial outreach when we had launched the site 2 days prior, I don't know, you know, I'm sure Stephanie and I would have thought big and the site would be the same way it is now, but our audience really guided us as far as where they wanted it to go. And we're thankful for that, because we were also able to connect with them because we know what they're going through. So between our audience and then our business mindset, I think it was just, you know, it just all came together really fast at the beginning. And that kind of is the roller coaster we've been going on since. And it's been great.
Yeah, and like Aiden said before, when it's easy, you know that it's right. So I think that's when we realized that How to Be a Redhead was the direction that we were chosen to take and with our jobs.
Yeah, we knew that it was going to be really hard work. You know, we knew that it was going to take a lot of time. And we were so anxious in the beginning because we said, oh, my God, you know, we wanted the site back in 19 months ago to be where it is today. And it took 20 or so months to get there. But it's worth it. You know, we were so anxious. We just wanted all this stuff to happen. And what I advise people who are taking these risks is to be patient and have a plan. And, you know, if you have business partners like Stephanie and I, communicate with each other and really believe in yourself, because things do take time, but it's worth it when it gets there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's so true, because I'm listening to what you're sharing, and I can see myself, you know, with my business partners kind of going through the same motions. And I'm sure there's many people who are listening live and in the archive who are feeling kind of the same way, where, you know, we want things, like we see the vision in our head and we want it to happen like right now. And sometimes right now is not the best time for that part of it. You know, there's something to be said about going through the process and letting things kind of happen organically. You know, one of the things that my business partner and I talk about a lot as well is that it seemed like when we were trying to force things to happen is when we met the most resistance. And now that we're just sort of letting go, it does. It feels like things just kind of come together and it flows better. And there's this, I don't know, not to be all zen-like, but there's just sort of like zen about it, that you just feel good about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's when everything comes together, when you feel good about it.
Yeah, and Stephanie and I, you know, we'll work on the site for, you know, it'll be 3 or 4 days and we haven't left our computers. You know, we'll work 12-hour days on our computers. And then, you know, it's like, well, we need something to happen where we need that payoff, and it always happens.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so,
it's always like, you know, I don't know, we'll be on our computers and we'll be off for the day, taking a break, and that's when we'll get the most, email, like, we'll get such great news back, and that's when we believe that all of our hard work, it always pays off, and especially if you have a positive outlook on everything and you're just really passionate about everything you do. It'll all pay off.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it was yesterday or the day before, Stephanie, you posted the 33 signs of you found your life's work. And I love that. I've actually shared it with a few people who are kind of walking the same path. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I so relate to, you know, number whatever. And so a couple of them are, I think the one that you picked out was number 6, which magical things start to happen. And although you feel a sense of wonder, you're not surprised.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And then the one that I really like is you naturally attract those that help further your life's work.
That made me think of your question and how you asked us how had your redhead started and just your connection with that one quote. Stephanie was actually interning for someone in the city. And when we had the idea for How to Be a Redhead, we had no idea how to start a website. We were like, oh, no, you know, is it going to cost us thousands of dollars? What do we have to do? And it turned out that her boss that she interned for really believed in us. And so he put us on a payment plan, and he's like, listen, I'll get it started for you. I believe in you guys. And it's that same thing. It's like these magical things start happening, and you have to believe that, wow, it's meant to happen because look how easy it is. You know, we started doing redditorials, which how we envision high fashion and with redheads. And it just came together because Adrian's friend from Boston was a photographer, our other friend from home was a stylist, our other friend did hair and makeup. So it's kind of like we already had a team without even really thinking about it, without even contacting anyone. We kind of all came together. And I remember our first redditorial was just so magical because the site just started, and it's all of our friends that got together. And that's when you knew that it was right as well, because it just, like we keep saying, it was easy. And it was a great feeling.
Yeah, it certainly is magical, definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it gives you that push or that, you know, encouragement, like, okay, I'm definitely on the right track. Like, I'm not the only one who sees the potential or the value of this company. When other people kind of give you that reinforcement or confirmation, you know, I think that also helps because you kind of need that, especially when you go through the points of that are a little bit more trying or a little bit more difficult. You need those little moments and reinforcements to kind of get you back on track.
Exactly. Yeah, the first time we ever had our big breakthrough, it was with a major beauty company. And I remember getting on a phone call with them, and Stephanie and I were so excited, you know, and the site was like fairly new, and we're working with this big company, and they called us and they said, so, you know, we just wanted to see what you guys at How to Be a Redhead are thinking over there. And Stephanie and I just looked at each other like, we started this out of thin air, and now it's such a great, you know, sometimes we can't even believe it, you know, and these big companies are contacting us, and it's so rewarding because all of our time's paying off. And, you know, it's like, it's just what we said before. We weren't even surprised that it was happening, but we were so excited that, you know, that we had created an idea out of thin air, and it's coming into reality.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about maybe how you deal when you get to those points where it's like, oh gosh, this is a little bit more difficult, or sort of those lower moments in the process. Like, how do you encourage each other? How do you kind of push through that?
Well, I think with us, it's great because where her strengths are, my weaknesses are, and where my vice versa. So I think that's where we really balance each other. And I think balance is so important in your life and in your business, when your business partners and your sisters and your best friends. And I think, like, when we do have, I mean, everyone has those bad days, but we kind of just always are optimistic and know that just things take time. And if you just are still hold that passion and that drive and that determination, and you really don't let anything or anyone tell you otherwise, I think it will just make everything better, and it will just,
you just kind of push through. And you know that there's going to be hurdles, but you jump over the hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the beginning, I think it's the hardest because when we first started How to Be a Redhead, people kind of judged us. They would say, wait, so you quit your day job to do this, you know? And Stephanie and I knew what it would eventually be. But it's those initial comments that I think was the hardest for Stephanie and I. I mean, everything that's thrown our way now, we can handle it, and it goes away. You know, it's no big deal. And especially because we're sisters, we can talk about it, like, very real, you know, and
right.
we get down to the core of things really quickly. But at the beginning, people are very critical of what you're doing. And you know what I mean? I think it's a huge test. I think that the universe tests you to see how much you want this. And no comments ever... you know, never bothered us. And those people who did make comments, when we got breakthroughs and now we're doing really well and we're a company, you know, they say, wow, I wish I did that. I wish I took a step. And that's really what it is. I think people who are critical, they wish they were doing what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And to always keep that in mind, because there's always going to be someone that has something bad to say, but you have to be very confident of yourself, of your business partner, and you have to have a strong relationship with your business partner to be able to thrive through those difficult parts. But at the end, everything's rewarding, and, you know, you just have to look back and laugh. And when it is happening, you have to know that that's going to happen, that you're going to be rewarded, that the person's going to come back and say, oh, I'm sorry I even said that. And
Adrian and I always say when they give us that look, when we tell them what we do, we always say they just don't get it. And some people don't, and that's unfortunate because they think a certain way, but you can't really change the way someone feels and how they think, but we just are really go-getters, and we think outside the box, and we're risk-takers, and that's how we were raised, and we're entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, we just really don't really care what people think, and I think it's a good thing, because it really has brought us to where we are today.
No, I agree, because you do run into well-meaning people who just don't get it. And I finally have come to the point where I can just say, it's okay. You know, they don't have to get it. You know, I get it.
that's all that matters.
So, let's take another quick break and hear from our sponsor. And then let's talk about kind of the future and what is in store for How to Be a Redhead.
Yeah, great.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Okay, we're back with Heart for the Community and our wonderful guests, Adrian and Stephanie from How to Be a Redhead. So we just finished talking about, you know, kind of being on that path that, you know, you found your life's work and, you know, the struggles sometimes, but also how the rewards really outweigh some of the harder times. So we want to kind of get into, like, well, what can we expect for the future for How to Be a Redhead?
Well, I think one of our main things is keeping the community. So we're actually working on a couple features that are hopefully going to be up in the next 1 to 2 months on making it more of a community with different aspects on the site that we really can't really talk about right now, but all, making it more of a membership and more of a personalized page and profile. And I think that's really important. And as well as Adrian's really good about consulting, and I'm good when it comes to social media, and that's both of our passions. So we're actually doing an off-brand company working with How to Be a Redhead, but working with other companies with consulting and social media. That's our individual task that will go hand in hand with How to Be a Redhead. And
it'll all be a hub. You know, we want to do like a red social media, we want to do a red consulting, and we want it to be like a hub with How to Be a Redhead, because we discovered that although How to Be a Redhead is our number one priority always, we've discovered through working with How to Be a Redhead and building it that we've found our own unique talents that we both didn't even know we had. And I think
right.
that's also something important is when you start something new, you end up developing these other skills that you never knew you would have you had. And so Stephanie and I are going to do an off-site consulting and off-site social media. And with my consulting, I really want to talk to women, especially out of college, who feel like they have really great ideas, but they don't know how to pursue them. I want to guide them on how to do that. And Stephanie's an expert at social media, and she wants to do the same with smaller companies working their way up.
That's great, you know, because we and I'd love for you to come back to the show if you're interested, because we have a series that we focus on is developing pathways for women and really trying to provide resources and strategies and tips for women entrepreneurs and how they can sort of move forward in what they're interested in doing and what their passion is. So
yeah, we would love to.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Great. Now, I was on your website and I saw Red TV. So what's Red TV?
Red TV is where it's a live stream from our YouTube page. So you'll see a commercial that we did with L'Oreal a few months ago. And you'll see a bunch of how-tos because it's how to be a redhead. So we wanted to do a few how-tos. And it's basically just a place where people can go and watch us talk instead of reading. So it kind of gives, you know, whatever you're interested in. And it's just, we thought it would be fun, Red TV. You know, it's kind of, it's a great name and it's fun.
Yeah, it's a great name other than just saying like a YouTube channel.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and redheads themselves are very spunky and spontaneous. So that's what we want to also show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I was talking to my business partner, you know, in preparing for this show, and she had originally dyed her hair kind of a red color, and now she's kind of moved to a blonde color, but she said that when she was a redhead, like, her personality changed a little bit. Like, she was a little bit spunky, a little feisty.
That happens a lot. We get a lot of people say that when they dye it, that they actually have the attributes of being a redhead.
I love when people say that they were meant to be a redhead and they don't know why they weren't born a redhead because their personality fits it so well. It makes Stephanie and I both laugh. But, yeah, it's more than a color. It's a lifestyle.
Definitely. So I also saw on your I think it was your website. because I was bouncing between your Facebook page and Twitter and your website. But you will be speaking at the Festival of Foxiness in Crosshaven. What is that? Because I love that name.
Oh, so basically that's an event on the 18th. So it's actually next week. And
it's in Ireland.
Yes, it's in the village of Crosshaven of the county of Cork. And it's an all-day Irish Redhead Convention. And we're speaking at it on behalf of How to Be a Redhead, and one of the only speakers that are coming from the United States, and no one else is coming from New York City. So we're really just, it's our first event outside of the country, which is exciting, and it's geared towards just redheads. And the founder, Jolene Cronin, has been really accommodating and amazing to us and How to Be a Redhead. So we're going to be speaking at that during midday.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
So for some of our listeners who are probably, you know, sitting and listening as I am, like, wow, how do you find these, you know, resources and connections? And how do you weigh sort of what's viable and not? Like, do you have a process that you kind of evaluate opportunities?
No, I don't, you know, we don't really have like a certain, regimen that we go through when we contact companies or they contact us. You know, we kind of, if we love a product, we'll contact them. If they want to reach the redhead market, they contact us. And it's the same process we were talking about with deeming things redhead friendly. But you know, things just seem to always come together for How to Be a Redhead, and it seems that, and I know that this community was meant to be because it's been so easy to contact companies and for them to contact us. And again, I remember when I was at the University of Miami, Stephanie and I both went there, and there was this kid in my class, in our business class, and he had, we were reading a book about a famous athlete and how he triumphed. It was a psychology class, and he had contacted the athlete and talked to the athlete, and he came back, and even the professor said, how did you do that? And he's like, you know, people are people. And I remember that, and I think about it all the time because it's so true. People are people. You know, people who are contacted with companies, you know, even some people who are celebrities, they are people when it comes down to it, and they want to talk to us. So we have to have that mindset. We can't be ever intimidated by anything or feel like we're less than we are, because when it comes down to it, we're all souls and we're all people. And again, not to get all zen, but that's really what it's about. It's all about it's all about that.
You know, and that's so true, because I think it's that intimidation and kind of that fear that sort of stops people from making or taking that leap to contact someone. And I don't know, at least for me, like, social media has sort of dissolved some of those walls. It just feels like people are so much more open to talking and communicating and connecting through social media.
Absolutely. Exactly. And yeah, and our readers, the great thing about our followers with social media is they like to talk with one another, which I think is so extraordinary. And when we post something on Facebook page, we'll get so many likes and comments. And you'll see that the women, mainly women, some men as well, but they talk to each other. And I think that's so great with how engaging social media can
be. And without us saying too much, there's going to be a feature of our site where people are going to be able to communicate one-on-one through the site better than they ever have before. So that's kind of what we're working on. I think what people really want is to be able to communicate. And I think, number one, they want to feel like they're loved and that they're liked. And I think, number two, people want to feel like they're connected. And I think that's the main problem with redheads. I feel like they feel like they're very, you know, they're born, they're not like the norm. And so our community is basically connecting everyone to make it feel, you know, so everyone embraces and feels confident about themselves.
Right. I agree.
And thanks for social media. It makes it so easy. It's just, like, I can't even believe sometimes, you know, we're talking to these big names or, you know, they're talking to us, and it's through tweeting. And I think that's awesome. You know, I think it's really, really a great way to build your company.
Definitely. I mean, that's how we met, was through Twitter and tweeting.
Right.
And just kind of starting a dialogue. And I know that I've talked to some people, you know, out in the community who don't quite understand the concept of Twitter. And they're like, oh, it's just, you know, people talking about, oh, they went to dinner or, you know, what they're doing. And I said, no, there are those comments, but it's so much more than that. And one of the examples is one of Hartford's new partners is this Japanese restaurant in Pasadena. And I had gone there for, you know, a birthday dinner with some friends. And, you know, I tweeted some photos, and they responded and retweeted. And it was just simple, like, oh, happy birthday. Thanks for celebrating with us. And we started this dialogue back and forth. And now, you know, they're hosting our first, like, live hangout mixer.
Wow, I love when stuff like that happens.
Yeah, me too. I love that. And especially you guys connected through Twitter. And that's just, it shows how, like, social media has just skyrocketed in the last year.
Yes. And are you also using, like, Google Plus as well, or are you primarily focusing on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest?
Yeah, we have Google Plus, we have StumbleUpon, we have all the major, all the social media outlets, but our main ones are our Facebook page, our Twitter. We do Pin, and as well as Instagram. Instagram has become really big, especially with people using hashtags such as red hair and red head. And some people even use the hashtag how to be a redhead when they post pictures of their hair or of themselves with their red hair. So I think Instagram is getting really, really big as well. So, but yeah, throughout all, we're a part of everyone. I believe everyone has a different purpose and a different, like, they have their negative. They have everything. They're all different, but I believe that each one has really helped build up our audience at how to be a redhead.
Well, since we're talking about, you know, Facebook and Twitter, why don't you go ahead and share how listeners can get a hold of you through all these different sites?
How they can, you mean the links?
Uh-huh. Like,
no,
if
they want to contact us, how can they contact us? Oh,
right.
Okay. Well, the new Facebook page gives you actually, it's actually a great feature that the new Facebook page has. You can actually just message the How to Be a Redhead Facebook page, and that actually goes right to Adrian and I. So we get to see every message and also comments. And I think it's really great that we're always on our computers. But the one thing about when I regulate the social media is I really look at every comment, and we when someone asks a question, we never ignore it. We always answer it. And I think that's what's really great about having Adrian and I as a small company, what it is right now, is that we get to be really one-on-one with our followers. And also with Twitter, direct messages are always great. Even retweets. I mean, I get notifications on my phone on all the retweets and the mentions that we get. So if you just mention at How to Be a Redhead and for Twitter, we'll automatically get it. And we always retweet and we always comment back when someone says.
Yeah, and it's also easy to really contact us right through the site. There's a contact us button at the bottom, and that goes directly to our emails.
Right.
So it's easy to contact us there too, and you can, you can send pictures or you can do whatever through our contact page as well.
Yeah.
Great. So for listeners who are not in the chat room, the website is howtobearedhead.com, and Twitter is at howtobearedhead. And I believe Facebook is facebook.com/howtobearedhead. Did I get that
exactly.
right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And if you just Google How to Be a Redhead too, when you go on the main page, all of the social media sites are at the top right hand corner.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I can't believe our hour is almost up. We could probably talk for another hour if we wanted to.
I know. It's fun.
But any sort of last comments or things that you want to share with the listeners, things that you want them to take away with them from the show?
I'll start off first. I think just follow your dreams and your heart and do what's right with whatever makes you happy as a person and an individual, and really think about what you want to wake up every morning feeling excited about. And if it's starting a business, great. If it's working for someone, great. But really just follow with whatever your dreams are, and don't ever let someone tell you otherwise, and just be yourself and really be ambitious. And I think that's how we've succeeded so much at How to Be Redhead, is following all that and just listening to your heart.
Yeah, and definitely being positive. And really, when you know, we're strong believers in a lot of really envisioning what you want. I'm having memory boards. You know, that stuff may sound small, but it's actually really, really great at motivating yourself and keeping your dreams intact. You know, you have to constantly stay motivated, especially, you know, social media is great and we love it so much at How to Be a Redhead, but, you know, there's a lot of other distractions in the world. And so I think that it's easy to get off track. So keep yourself motivated and believe in yourself. And, just what Stephanie said, never let anyone say that you can't do it, because at the end of the day, you are you, and you can do whatever you put your mind to.
Right.
So true. So I want to thank Stephanie and Adrian again for being on our show today. I had a wonderful time. I hope
you
did,
too.
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I really would like to have you both come back, and maybe we can kind of focus more on, you know, sharing business strategies with, our listeners, and especially who are women.
Yeah, absolutely. And
if any
of the audience that listening wants to know any consulting or have any advice about websites or social media, Stephanie and I are here to help you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
And our main email is just info@howtobearedhead.com. And that just goes both right to our both accounts. That's our broad main one.
Okay, great. And if people want to invite you to speak at their event, same email, info@howtobearedhead.com?
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you both again. Thank you to our sponsor, Rebecca Lawler Limited, because I believe she's actually listening. I think she heard about the awesome show today, and she called in to listen. So thank you, Rebecca, for everything that you do to support, Heart for the Community and Soul Sister Radio. And just remember, we can change the world one heart at a time. So we'll see you next week. Have a wonderful rest of the week, everyone, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Tonight.